Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke mind management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Return to me with every breath. Return in and begin.
I return to self. I return to pure awareness. It is the truth of who I am. It is the truth of who you are. Will you return to the truth of who you are? We got some soul food to support you making that turn. Just a legal turn because you want to. You can make a U-turn when you recognize and remember who you are. And when you make the U-turn, you connect with the you feeling. I like that. That's pretty nice. Wherever that came from, it came from nothing to something out of my mouth. Yeah, make the U-turn. It's always a good turn to turn back to self. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, just keep listening. We're going to connect with your you feelings. And then You'd be happy to be with you, to return to you, to return to your loved ones and your loved one, because you are the love that you look for. You are the love that you seek in to receive and experience. the agape choir returned to me, the home, they're from the home of Michael Bernard Beckwith and Ricky Byers Beckwith. Arne Baxter was the soloist on that song. And if that didn't take you to a place that just almost put tears to your eyes, come closer. Let me give you a spiritual slap. A spiritual slap is a kiss. No, it's not. Sometimes you need a slap slap. How are you going to start a show talking about you're going to slap people? What is wrong with you, man? Nothing is wrong with me. Stay out of my business.
Well, you got a show for us.
I know I do. Thank you very much. good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and change is inspired. And we know that you make a difference because you exist. You make a difference because you're alive, simply because you're alive. You know, just by default, just because you said, oh, I want to fly down to that planet. I've heard great things. All my family members came back and told me how great it is. Some of them were like, no, I don't think you want to do it. But, you know, I'm here to make a difference. Some of my family members came back to the spiritual realm and said, oh, it's hard out there. I said, oh, I'm the one to love people. Now you're here. You forgot your agreement. But we're waking you up, and we're reminding you that you do, in fact, make a difference simply by being, simply by who you are, your existence, simply because you are the cause, and everything else is the effect of what you're causing to show up in your life. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on lifeconversationsradio.com, and we're ready to jump in. I'm always feeling stuff, you know. I always feel stuff, but it's a good stuff, you know. Some stuff are good. So anyway, I just want to welcome all of you listening right now online. Thank you for tuning in, wherever you're listening from, wherever in the world. Thank you for spending time with us. Thank you for making the space to tune into yourself. And I am your host, Life Coach Ade, a.k.a. the Naughty Professor, a.k.a. the Silly One, a.k.a. the Crazy One. I am all that and more because I am not defined and limited by the labels you give me or I give myself. I am so much more. I am the no-thing that is everything disguised as Life Coach Ade. So whatever you experience is simply a reflection of your own consciousness. So if you feel love, oh, you have been loved. If you're feeling joy, you are it. If you're triggered, you are it. Let me bring on my wonderful co-producer. But before I do that, let me welcome those of you listening on the phone lines. Thank you so much for being here. And I appreciate you. Thank you for all you do for Life Conversations Radio. If you're just tuning in, thank you for your feedback. If you're just tuning in or just listening, thank you for being here for the first time. And even if you never come back, thank you for being here for the first time. But if we want to get you back, we know what to do. Because that's just how we roll. And those of you listening on the archive, thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for taking time to commit to your own transformation, looking for resources, shows, and books and stuff to help you move through your stuff so you can experience that you are the stuff. And also, we want to welcome those, our Within Radio listeners. And now it's time to welcome the lady with the voice, the one and only Celeste Morgan. Hello, Celeste Morgan. How are you doing today?
Hello, Life Coach today. Happy President's Day. And for everybody who has a day off.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
it's
yes,
a
yes.
Monday when we have a Monday off. And if you're working this Monday, I'm sorry. We're sending you love and light.
Why are you sorry?
Because I think, you know, if I have a day off, I want the whole world to have a day off, Life Coach today.
That would conditional love.
They're chilling with us.
But that's conditional love.
Let people be where they want to be. Don't feel sorry. Thank you for being where you are. You want your power on. You want water running. You want the bus running. Come on now.
Spoken like a man who doesn't even understand the holiday. Hey, Life Coach Today.
But you know what? I don't. Because I recognize that every day is a holy day.
Oh, wow. I love that. Let me stay in my lane. You are so right. Even though you don't have President's Day in England because you don't have a president.
Question about that. Oh, we need to just quantum align ourselves.
Let me get to these announcements. Oh, you also forgot to call yourself the Mad Hatter and the Metaphysical Rebel. Here
I
we
go. But I just choose to be. I'm to start saying I am. That's my name. Welcome. I'm your host. I am.
I am
your host. I am your host.
I am. Gotcha. So I'm going to get to these announcements now. I'm so ready for Dr. Frank Kingslow. I need some realigning. So hello, family, and everybody in the chat room and on the phone line. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the Nutty Professor, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Today and Dr. Frank Kingslow can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1. Now, if you can't call in, post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page on Facebook. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do or you can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Also, you can email Life Coach Today any time of the day, and he will answer your questions on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachtoday.com. You can also email him if you have a topic you would like Life Coach Today to cover for an upcoming show. What has you curious? Let's get Life Coach Today's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of February is Loving What Is, and we have wonderful guests coming up that will shift you one conversation at a time. Tomorrow, Reverend Deborah Johnson from Inner Light Ministries will be rejoining us to talk about a spiritual evolution. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations radio network. Be sure to join Ambassa Safera for the play experience. Have you purposefully loved and appreciated you? If not, take a trip on the playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today airs on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. Also, be sure to join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we go more in-depth with numerology, medicine cards, and tarot. Also, the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, then hover, don't click, on the Life Conversations radio menu, then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. No amount is too small, and we thank you for being a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Woohoo! Excitement is in the house.
Thank you, Celeste.
It's interesting. I caught a the show I did with Dr. Frank Kingslow last year, actually it was January last year. And I think Deborah Johnson was coming around the same time. I think they got the same energy. We may need to connect them. It's kind of interesting, isn't it, how things just unfold. We don't plan it. They just show up. So Deborah Johnson's going to be here tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that. Now, you, Celeste, thank you very much. Now get back to work. Yes, 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 you are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. And we are here to support you on your transformation, and we are taking your calls. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Now, what do we want to do? We want to shift your perception. We want to move you from a place of stuckness to a place of experiencing the truth of who you are. And as you know, or if you don't, you will now, the work that Dr. Frank Kingslow does is about shifting your perception. A Course in Miracles says a miracle is a shift in perception. So his work is about miracles. It's about a shift in perception from fear to love. And because of that, we're going to just play a little bit of this song to dedicate it to all the work, to all the work that Dr. Frank Kingslow is doing, which is all about activating the miracle in you. Here's Troy Horn. His website address is troyhorn.com. Troy, T-R-O-Y, H-O-R-N-E. And after this, we're going to bring on Dr. Frank Kingslow. There's a lot going on in the statically or technology, but we bless the technical difficulties, because there's really no difficulties. It's just technical realignment, because that's really what's happening. Who are we? We are miracles. And the work that Dr. Frank is doing is all about miracles. And this is dedicated to us. Yeah.
We'll think about sunlight. We'll think about rain. We'll think about my life and the beauty love brings. When I think about my family, when I think about friends, suddenly everything is beautiful. So I think it all again. Every smile you share, every heart you heal, is leaving your mark on the planet, saying you were here.
We are.
It's hard to remember, yeah, all the gifts we had, until we have to surrender, oh, when the times turn bad. So when you think about tragedy, and when you think about pain, remember hope's round the corner, calling out your name. Every smile you share, every heart you heal, is leaving your mark on the planet, saying you are here.
We are miracles. We are.
Miracle.
Indeed we are. Because you occupy the spirit realm and the physical realm, Dr. Frank Kingsler is here to help you remember that you are a miracle and you can shift your perception from fear to love. Let me read a little bit about him. And most of you know him. For those who don't, I'll tell you a little something about him, and then he's going to expand more about what we don't know, and we're going to take a journey into his consciousness where pure awareness resides so we can all experience it. And you are going to feel good. Dr. Frank Kingsler has been researching and teaching healing techniques for more than 35 years. He draws from his clinical experience as a chiropractic physician, in-depth studies into Eastern esoteric philosophies and practices, and an ardent love of relativity and quantum physics. In 2007, the quantum entrainment process of instant healing was born out of a personal crisis that left Dr. Kingsler with nowhere to go and nothing to do. Out of this nothing, no thing, I love it, he was able to create a vibrant and fulfilling life for himself. He began to teach and write with such simplicity and clarity that in just a few years, tens of thousands, so much more, of people around the world were able to create vibrant and fulfilling lives for themselves just by reading his books. Yep, it's real simple. He has a book called The Secret of Instant Healing, and the process is in there. There's another book called The Secret of Quantum Living, and he has several other books. And he continues to write and teach and share. And his website address is kingslowsystem.com, kingslowsystem.com. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, are you ready for a miracle? Let me hear you say, yeah, let me give Dr. Frank Kingsler a round of applause. Don't get too excited, everybody. Yes, yes, yes. Good morning, good afternoon, good day to you, sir. Are you there?
So, yes, I am, and I want to know how you got that crowd of people in the studio there.
You're a miracle, mate. You're a miracle worker. I mean, all we need to do is think of your name and people gather. They just want to touch the hem of your garment.
I can see why you're on that side of the mic, yeah.
They said, all I got is this little piece of sandwich. You said I can multiply it for you and everybody would eat and be happy.
All right, well,
Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me back. I had so much fun the first time that we talked. I was just eager to get back with you.
Yes, yes. You are part of my consciousness, not just in my consciousness since that time. And I just love the simplicity that you bring. And sometimes we find the things that are so simple to be challenging because the mind is saying, no, it can't be that simple. But we have to keep sharing and keep teaching and keep exposing ourselves to remind ourselves that life is supposed to be simple. It is simple. But the mind has to find something to do. And
certainly the foundation, the basis of life is simple. That's a physical reality. And physics, quantum physics in particular, established this state they call implicate order as the state of nothing from which everything comes. Now, that's because of us in philosophy and, in fact, the major scripture of the world. In the beginning there was nothing, and from that nothing came everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so I finally caught up with that. And what I was able to realize is that we human beings are hardwired. We're actually built to experience this nothing and then re-pattern or reorganize our lives from that. And first of all, it's easy because it's already a part of us. We just sort of are looking in the wrong direction. So we should be slowing down in order to do more. It sounds counterintuitive, but rest is the basis of activity. And the deeper the rest, the deeper, the more dynamic the activity. And so when someone experiences nothing, that's no activity, then that creates a very dynamic activity. And we can see that in terms of our bodies healing, you know, in minutes, emotional concerns dissolving like fog in the, you know, in the bright sunshine. And it's all very simple, very easy.
Yes. Simply by focusing and being still. Now, you know, I read some things about you, and we're beginning to share the conversation of what happens from that place of no theme, where everything is created, everything comes from. But I want to just stay with you a little bit and ask you this question. We've asked you this question before, but we're constantly evolving and revolving and learning more about who we are. And I want to ask you this. Who are you? Who is Frank Kingslow?
You mean this body mind that's speaking to you right now?
Well, we want it all.
Well, I was born in a cabin, and I had to walk 20 miles to school uphill both ways. And no, I'm just kidding.
That's what you had to do? I had to crawl to school. I mean,
yeah, that's the old Abraham Lincoln story, you know. I come from, you know, a very quiet, unassuming background. My father was a career Marine, actually, and spent a lot of time away from home, and we spent a lot of time traveling around the world to be with him. But then I've always had, when I was in 10 years old, 9, 8, 9, and 10, I lived in Japan. And there I had a sensei for judo, and he actually showed me some things, body-mind things, that really sparked an interest in me that gave me a different perspective on our ability to control our lives and how letting go of control actually gives us more control in the end. I didn't realize at that point, but it stayed with me. And as I developed over the years in my teens, I became very interested in, and this would be in the 50s, I developed an interest in some of the occult and that, but also Eastern philosophy. And then that culminated in my 20s. I started studying with Maharishi Mahesh Yogi and doing some of the advanced techniques. I did that for almost 20 years, actually. In between, I started a family. I always had a love for physics. Even though I'm not a physicist or a scientist, I just love the abstract concepts that they deal with. And then this love of Eastern philosophy, if you would, or, you know, philosophy of the mind, the two of them started to sort of overlap. I could see where one would support the other. And I grew a family. I have three kids, and I became a teacher for the deaf and then later a chiropractor. Then in my early 60s, I was rather destitute. The marriage had fallen apart, and I was deeply in debt, and I had been teaching these esoteric practices, you know, teaching spiritual practices for 35 years at that time, now well over that. And here I was, you know, at age 61, and I was worried about money. I said, you know, what's wrong with this picture? What did it take? What didn't take hold here? And so I started just observing this whole phenomenon of fear. And what I noticed was, instead of trying, normally what we do when we become afraid or when we become angry or when there's some negative emotion, we do one of two things. We either run away from it, or we try to heal it or attack it. And both of those creates a path. It creates a polarity, if you will. And it really gives power to the negative as well as the positive. And they kind of just sit there and tug of war back and forth. I always see, you know, two dogs, you know, biting on a towel or a rope. And tugging, one pulls, then the other pulls. And that's how it's like when we go through life like that, you know, tugging one way, then the other. negative, positive. But what I found at that time was just observing in a very special way what was going on with my fear. The fear would diminish. Now, in the beginning, it took a little while to diminish, and after a while, it would go away right away. And what replaced it was this inner joy, peace, fullness. I didn't have to say I wanted it. It just came naturally. And then I realized this is the natural state for a human being, that in our lives, we are outward oriented. We're always looking to do something to become better, become at peace. We can't, or to become, have more money or to become more secure or develop a relationship. But it's actually in the not doing first. You have to stop doing in order to do it more effectively. And so what I found was a way to completely stop thinking and then allow it to start again on a very organized, quiet, peaceful level. And from there, perform the activity rather than up in this chaotic, fear-driven level like, oh my gosh, I better get some money so I can pay the rent. Mm-hmm. Or I better not do that because they'll get mad at me. You see all those splits in life. So first bring harmony to life and then allow life to unfold the way it should. And lo and behold, it just naturally supports you in the best and the most positive way.
Yeah. You know, quite a few things that you said there. You know, you talk about letting go of control actually gives us more control over life. That's so counterintuitive. It's like, what do you mean letting go of control? Then if I let go of control, I'm out of control. But I really want to control life. So we go through what you said, that tugging and pulling, push and pull. And sometimes it seems like we're just wired to just take ourselves through unnecessary dramas. You talked about stopping thoughts, stop thinking. And when there's a crisis, it's kind of hard for us to let go of control because somehow we've been programmed. We have a spyware or malware or virus in the system that's saying when everything looks dire, you have to just go to work. You have to fight it or you're going to lose. How do we get to this point? I know we're going to talk about quantum entrainment, which is the process really. How do we get to this place about where we can let go of control when it looks like everything around us is screaming at us saying, don't just stand there, do something, grab hold of something, move something? How do we get to that place?
Well, you have to do it by not trying to get there. Obviously, if you want to stop activity, you can't do something to stop the activity, right? You can't create an activity of no activity. So the first thing is you don't try to stop. For instance, if you wanted to give up control, for instance, you want to just step outside of your life, most people look for a technique that allows them to stop their thinking. A technique is how to do something, isn't it? Well, how can you give up control if you're taking control of giving up control? I hope that's not confusing, but that's the lunacy. So the more you try, the more you get wrapped up in it, and the more frustrating it gets, the harder you try, and the further you get away from letting go.
Mm.
And you can't make the decision with your mind. Your mind is the problem. You can't. The mind will say, "Oh yeah, I just want to. I want to stop suffering. I want to step out of this fear-driven, life that I've got here, or whatever, money-driven, whatever. I want to step out of it, so I want to just let go of control, so I'm just going to let go." Well, that never works, because as soon as you start up again. Mm. And so what I really developed was a way to look at your world that allows it to go on while you're, I'm not going to say you're a bystander, you're both. You're both quiet inside and active outside. And this is what we call QE awareness. It's a fifth major state of awareness. We have waking and sleeping and dreaming. Those are the three major states of awareness that everybody is familiar with. Mm-hmm. We know we're sleeping. And each one has a different effect on the body and the mind. For instance, in terms of activity now, in terms of control or letting go, if you're awake, your mind is active and your body is active. Okay? If you are in deep sleep, your mind is inactive and your body is very deeply at rest. If you are dreaming, you're kind of somewhere in between, so that your mind is active, but not as active as when you're awake, right. and certainly more active than when you're in deep sleep. So in 1970, Dr. Robert Keith Wallace established a fourth major state of awareness. And in terms of the body and the mind, in the fourth, the mind is very much awake, very clearly awake, and the body is much more deeply at rest than even deep sleep. And this is what we call when we experience pure awareness. And that is a very distinct experience of nothing being in the mind. So somebody would say, oh, you stopped your thinking. This is not a goal. This is just a part of the transition to a you can't run around not thinking, you know? I mean, the idea is to enrich your life and to create a very full and rewarding life for yourself and those lives that you touch. And so stopping thinking is the beginning. It's not the end. It's not the goal. Now we want to increase the quality of our life. So we want to start active again, creating activity from this level of non-thinking, allow the mind to just begin thinking in a very quiet, peaceful, and harmonious way, and then perform action. And this is the fifth major state of awareness we call QE awareness. And that's what quantum entrainment does. It takes us through the pure awareness and then brings us out to into a state that we call U feeling. U-E-U, like euphoric feeling. It's really not a feeling or an emotion at all. It's an experience of what it's like to be free of stress and strain. And most people report some stillness or peace or joy or love, that kind of thing. And it's there. It's always there. You know, it's not something you make or create. It's there from birth to death and it's there forever. And it's just a matter of becoming aware of that. Once you become aware of you feeling, then you perform action. You perform it without fear. You get a tendency where you feel like you're in control. At the same time, you feel like nature is just taking care of you, that you're just being, you're very special, and both at the same time.
And this process, this is what you call quantum entrainment, right? The process to take us through that to get to that place, that quantum awareness?
Yes, that's right. QE awareness, yes.
QE awareness, okay.
Quantum entrainment awareness, yeah. So, yes, and it's a very simple process, so simple. Because I said it's hardwired into the human being. About 50,000 years ago, you know, we became sentient. We switched from the ancient humans, Homo sapiens, to what they call, the name is escaping, but the modern humans, anatomically modern humans. We woke up inside. We weren't just sort of lazily moving through life, almost like an animal. We became aware. We had a self-awareness at that point. And then that's when you know, we started to evolve and start making changes. That's when language started to evolve. That's when we could pass on our experiences from generation to generation rather than losing it each time somebody died and starting over. It took millions of years to get to that point. And then in 50,000, a blink of the eye, we went from hunter-gatherers to living in communities, domesticating animals, growing crops, developing a hierarchy within a town so that we had officials who were in charge of one thing or another, and passing on, writing down our knowledge and passing it on. So that now we're in this position that we're in now, where we gather information like crazy, but we've reached a point where we're endangering our own lives because we've fallen out of phase with that
inner aspect that we had when we reached sentience 50,000 years ago. Let me tell you, when we were hunter-gatherers, people think that, oh, you had to work like crazy all the time just to eat. No. A hunter-gatherer tribe, a person in that community of 20 or 30 people, only had to work 3 or 4 days a week to maintain their living style, to live, to survive. Mm. That left them 3 or 4 days a week to sit around looking at the sky, you know, interacting with each other, you know, just walking through the woods, something that we don't do a lot of these days. But our bodies and our minds were built to enjoy the peace and the joy that is inside of us, to let it come out mm-hmm. and interact with those around us. The lifestyle we've created at this day and age is not allowing us to do that. Quantum right. entrainment.
Are you there?
Yes. Quantum entrainment does that. Yeah.
Mm. So it takes us back within, because as you said, you know, there's a lot out here with social media, the news, we can get everything on the internet that literally pulls us out of ourselves, which is very interesting. Like, oh, you got to watch this video. You got to read this article. It will change your life. And we watch this video, change our life for that moment, and then we're back to, I can't make my life work. And really, what you're saying is this process takes us back to ourselves. And I have done the technique, and even today I was looking at your book. And it's so simple. Now, what I want to ask you is, because I have an awareness of you, I know about this work. Is quantum entrainment a process that we keep in our spiritual first aid kit, that we can go to when there's a crisis, or is it something that we can use so that, you know, we're constantly in that space where we are connected within as we dance with the rest of the world, so-called outside?
That is an excellent question. Quantum entrainment is merely a process or a technique to experience your own divinity. What you do with it after that is, you know, up to you. Hopefully, you will visit yourself, come to know yourself, we call it you feeling, come to know and live from that level. If you just use it like a spiritual aspirin, you know, when you're feeling a little out of sorts and do QE, mm-hmm. well, you know, you get the results, but then you go on and go right back into suffering. So this is a process. I can tell you this. On the website, kinslowsystem.com, we actually have free downloads for you. And one of them is a 90-day program. So once you learn QE, which you can do by reading a book or listening to a CD, you can follow this 90-day program. Just to mention that, too, since we're on the, I brought it up, we also have some audio downloads. One is a guided meditation for you feeling, to experience you feeling. It's called the Pure Awareness Technique. It's about a 20-minute guided thing. It's wonderful. You'll love it. And you'll know exactly what we're talking about when we get through that. And then another one, Gate Technique, which is a sit-down meditation technique. So, and it's all free. You just pop on there and download it, and off you go. So I would hope that rather than using it, you know, as a Band-Aid, we would incorporate into our own consciousness and allow that to then, you know, it's kind of a selfish thing on my part, because when somebody else is feeling, that makes it a lot easier for me and all the other people around them, you know. So, yeah, you could call it a lifestyle, actually, a lifestyle shift. You keep your same life as it is now. You're just looking at it from a different perspective.
So it's really a process, as you said earlier, where we, as the creator, become the creator of our own life. We get to tap into that nothing to create what we do want, rather than feeling like we're a hostage to something going on in our lives that we don't like. It keeps us in connection with that nothing.
I'll make a little adjustment to that. Mm-hmm. We often say we're the creators of our own condition. I don't see it quite that way. I think that we are evolving. We're each of us is like a note in a symphony, and we need to find our place. You know, what note should we be next to, and how do we fit into this symphony we call life? We don't want to be a sour note. The symphony is written. I mean, life is going on. We have a certain thing that if we fall into phase with it, if we fall into tune, life is supporting us, and if we're out of tune, it doesn't support us. Now, as a race, as the human race is way out of tune right now, we're just a bunch of notes flying off in all different directions. Mm-hmm. But there is a common theme to life, and if we get a chance, maybe a little bit later, we can go into the three phases of growth and how life evolves and how we are pushing up against our second phase here. But the point I'm making is that if we think we are going to be in control of our life by getting what we want may not be what we need. So what we first need to do is fit in with the harmony of all life, from where everything comes. That's this pure awareness or this implicate order, they call it in quantum mechanics. Once we fit into that, now we don't so much the creator as the observer of creation through us. And it relieves all the stress. That just takes all the burden of trying to live and allow us to live it. And it, you know what? It's bliss. It's just total bliss.
You know, I look at your website. I like to look at deeper meanings of life and things, even the subtle things that we might take for granted. And I looked at your last name, Kingslow, and it's like, okay, it's like the whole idea of Kingslow. You're here to slow us down, to really tap into what is real. Then I look at your first name right now, it's almost like I'm seeing it for the first time. It's like, you're just frank about it. You're just like, listen, if you really want to know who you are, just slow it down. There's nothing else you need to do. In your book you write about, you don't have to pay dues or get in twisted postures. It's just right here, and it is. And so you're just keeping it frank and telling us to slow down.
Well, you know, that's very perceptive. I've never seen it that way. I always told my parents that they weren't too fast, that they were a little bit slow on the uptake because my kin were slow, but I like your interpretation much better.
That makes you a real doctor. Slow down. You don't need prescription. You don't need me. I teach you one time. You don't need to refill because you are filling yourself up. Yeah, I like it.
For sure. Well, you know, you say a real doctor. When we are in tune, when we go back to our roots, inner roots, we heal. And when you do QE and you experience you feeling, you'll find yourself healing headaches and back pains and emotional concerns, not only in yourself, but if you do it with somebody else, it goes away in them too. That you immediately, I mean, we've seen sprained ankles go, the bruising and the swelling go down in minutes. You know, emotional upset. I had a woman in one of our courses, she was quite upset at the break. I said, you know, what's the matter? She says, my daughter just called me and she wants to commit suicide. She's at college and so on and so forth. I said, well, let me talk to her. And I talked to the girl. I didn't try to tell her what was good or what was bad. I just got her to pay attention to her inner self. I just helped her. It took a little while because she was very distraught, but it took a little while for her to turn around and then pay attention to what she was inside. And within just a couple of minutes after that, she was just fine. She felt she felt a great deal of joy. Now, you know, I recommended that her mother get her some help besides that. But even in the most trying circumstances, when we become aware of our inner nature, our essence, if you will, that is healing, and it is healing on every level.
You know, two things coming up for me here before we take a break. In your book, The Secret of Instant Healing, you have here, there's a line that I really like. You said, healing is actually a side effect of becoming aware. You know, it's not like something that needs to be done. Can you talk more about that? Healing is actually a side effect of becoming aware.
Well, basically, I just did. It's just coming at it from a different angle. When you become aware, what you are becoming aware of is your inner essence. Now, that just happens to be, the inner essence is not something mystical, really. It's very commonplace. We have it occasionally. The QE technique allows you to have it anytime you want. But occasionally when you see sunset or a child born or, you know, these quiet moments in a garden and so on. But when we become self-aware, aware of you feeling, aware of our inner essence, that is total order. It's complete order of body and mind. And when we allow that to stay there, like if you watch a sunset, it's very healing, but it's gone, you know. When the sun's gone. And you say, oh, I need another sunset to feel that way. Well, no. You have it inside you. That's where it came from. That's why that sunset was just a sunset. You know, you might come today and you see one and you don't feel that same feeling inside. Because you miss the essence. The essence is what gives glory. It gives vibrance to everything in life. And the further we get away from that, the less meaning life has for us. So self-awareness is the state of perfect harmony for each of us. And then when we entertain or we are aware of ourself or are you feeling, as we're aware of you feeling and we go through life, everything becomes harmonious. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't have ups and downs, because everything in life goes through that. That is life. But we don't go up and down with it. We don't go through these suffering. I had someone whose mother just passed away, and she's been doing QE for about a year. Her mother passed away, and she said, you know, I have this deep sadness and this deep joy at the same time. I am not suffering, but I'm enjoying the humanness of being sad. I thought that was a beautiful way to put it.
Wow. Yes.
And so we are allowed to become fully human now. And, you know, how many of us have said, you know, do what other people tell us to do? We have authorities outside ourselves, our doctors, our spiritual leaders, politicians, and educators. They're all telling us to do. But until we check in with ourselves, until we know who we are, and we tell us who we are, but they can't. That is a perception. That until we know who we are, then we cannot interact with the environment. And you'll find out that many of your gurus will dissolve. They'll go away because you become your own guru.
So many places I can go with that. This inner essence, what would you say, Dr. Frank, what would you say to somebody who, well, you know, you talk about healing, sprained ankle, or someone trying to commit suicide. It seems to me that you have to be at a certain level of spiritual maturity, and I'm new on the path, or I'm still struggling to focus. QE, is it for anybody? Or do you have to attain many levels, like you get a certain kind of belt, in order to be able to get to that place where you can become aware of what is known as instant healing?
It's an all or nothing thing, and anyone can do it. If you're a human being, if you have sentience, in other words, if you're listening to our voices over the radio, you have everything you need to be self-aware. Most of our awareness goes outward towards things. But what all QE does is turn that awareness in, if you will, so that you find very quickly, in a matter of seconds to minutes, your own inner essence. Then allows you to stay with that while you watch the world go by. And it's not like you withdraw from the world, actually very much a part of it, but you see the harmony in it now. Rather than trying to get somewhere, you're satisfied with what you are. And anyone can do it anytime. I mean, it's like saying, you know, if we were not breathing properly, let's say because we're always stressed out, the breathing is very shallow. Do you need any particular training to breathe normally? No, to remove the stress. And normal breathing comes back. That's all it is. So this is the normal state for a human being, to be one with themselves. We are living abnormally, and we call it normal. We think that's normal. It's average, but it certainly isn't normal. Normal is a whole lot more than that.
Well, we got to take a break. When we come back, I want you to take us through part of that process so people could experience what you're sharing, because
sure.
The mind has a way of making things complicated, and just listening to it sounds like it's got to be something you've got to be in training for. Training for 30 days or whatever, but you know, I know that this is something you can do instantly. So when we come back, we're going to take a break during a segment called Celestial Moment, and after that we'll continue the conversation. Life is good. It's getting better. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show on lifeconversationsradio.com. My dear friend, myself, an extension of who I am, Dr. Frank, is keeping it frank and say, all you need to do is just slow down, Keynes. Just slow down and listen to who you is. Yeah, I know. It's listen to who you is, because your isness is always in the very present moment. Okay, for the grammar students and teachers, for who you are. She's like, what does it mean, who you is? He meant who you are? From another country. Get over yourself. We're all from a different country and in the same continent. There's only one. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. If you're moving through something, just kind of shake it. And, you would like to experience quantum entrainment. So you get to that place that Dr. Frank calls quantum entrainment awareness. 347-426-3346. We're also taking your questions, your comments, your thoughts, your doubts, your worries, your fears, all of it. Bring it. Post it on the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show fan page or the Life Conversations Radio fan page. Bring whatever you feel in just to help you. You know, whatever you want to share with us. This is the house of love. It is the house of love. So we don't judge what you bring to the table. We've set the intention to support you in your transformation. My guest is Dr. Frank Kingslow. His website address is kingslowsystem.com, KINSLOW system.com. And lots of stuff on there, free stuff to help you on your process to be an observer of your wonderful life. And let me take this moment to just thank Rob before I forget. Because at the end, I might forget, but now that I'm thinking about it. Rob, thank you. Thank you for the great work you're doing and connecting us and making sure we have all the information we need. We're going to take a break, come back with Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. And right now, take a breath, and we'll be right back.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity, with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Yes, indeed. Many blessings to you. And you are indeed listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. I am your host. No, I am. I am. Period. I am that I am. I am that I was. I am that I will be. That's right. When you know who you are, you can break all physical rules. Yes, yes, yes. It's time for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, a.k.a. the lady with the voice. Hello, Celeste. How are you doing today on this very beautiful Monday, President's Day? I need to stop doing your voice, but I don't know why I keep trying. Anyway, how are you?
All well. If it makes you feel good, Life Coach Today, you keep it up.
It does, actually. It does. I guess that's why I do it.
Well, see, if you hang out with Dr. Frank Kingslow, which I'm happy to do, because the first time he was on your show was on January 12th, 2012. I often go back to that show to get in alignment. I told him today when he called in, I need some realigning. So I'm so happy he's with us today. I mean, what a love gift. You know, I'm just going to continue Valentine's Day. But what a love gift to yourself to really tap into what he's sharing and the healing that happens when we are awake to the beauty of our own divinity. I truly enjoy hearing him, and I know everybody on it. In the chat room and on the phone lines will co-sign my words. I say it freely. Dr. Frank Kingslow is a treasure, and I really appreciate whatever was the inspiring pieces of his life that led him on this journey, because we're all healed.
Mm-hmm.
We're all healed through him. So I'm just, you know, in gratitude. And one other piece that I really must share is that one of the things that I know about working on your personal work and your introspective work is you never know who's watching you. And I have a gift that my granddaughter is on a line right now, Life Coach Today, because she watched me go through my process of self-healing. And she is on the line, and I'm dedicating my celestial moment to Veronica Denise Cooper today. So, yes, let me be a proud Nana right now. She is following in my footsteps of being a reader, and she is stepping into the self-awareness and the introspective piece, and she's getting introduced to Dr. Frank right now. Isn't that amazing?
It truly is. So she's a lady with a voice in training. Got it.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. So, dear Ronnie, because she's grown now.
Ronnie, this is for you, baby. So I'm going to get right to it, Life Coach Today, unless you have anything else you'd like to share.
No, pure awareness is the word.
I'm in the now, and I feel the love. You cannot imagine how I feel right now, family, but I'm going to spread it everywhere through these words. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. I come bearing a number gift, and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. The energy of the day equals 8. 8 is the number of infinity. It represents balance. In tarot, 8 can show up as justice or strength. In Mother Peace Tarot, we ask for justice first. Not just the justice of you reap what you sow, but the justice of meeting needs by responding to each other's heart call. 8 is also the otter in medicine cards, reminding us to move gently into the river of life and flow with the waters of the universe. In so doing, we will discover the power of femininity, the power of woman. The 8th letter of the alphabet is H, and H is called the holy letter. Words like honor, heaven, and healing connect us to the divine energy found in 8. 8 also shows up in the suit of swords, and that's where we're going to put our spotlight today from the perspective of Mother Peace Tarot. When we see swords, we get ready for battle. It's the element of air and forces us to think about our mental projections. In my card, we have a woman boxed in by a great wall. Above her head, we find 2 crow laughing at her. They don't know the way out, but they do. But she won't look up. She won't look beyond the walls. She has actually constructed through her very own thoughts. She grows weary driving the swords into the bricks. Each time the blade breaks, she just continues. Yes, a complete waste of energy. The crow definitely know the way out, but she's in her head. I have often heard a dear friend repeat, you cannot solve a problem with the same mindset that created it. So then, how do we find peace? We ask for help. We pray. We get still. Then we finally hear the crow's call. For the crow is the teacher of universal laws. What messages or lessons have you been missing trying to get out of a tight spot? Drop your sword and go into your heart, and I assure you, your messages will come. Let us gather our resources and we will taste freedom. Then the walls will disappear when we stop pushing. What we resist persists. Try surrendering the anxiousness of existing, and you will get your exit. And that's the story of 8, told through the 8 of Swords, through the perspective of Mother Peace Tarot. All is well. I'll see you on Tuesday, around 1, for another Celestial Moment. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Celeste. Appreciate you reminding us to look up and go deep in consciousness. Go to the truth of who we are. I appreciate you. Yes, let's continue the conversation with Dr. Frank Kingslow. His website address is kingslowsystem.com. Oh, the freebies are there, so download it. And if you're a student of the work, you already know. Share your story, 347-426-3346. Dr. Frank, welcome back, even though you didn't go anywhere, you know. So, welcome back anyway. I want your guidance on this, because do you want to take us through the process first, or should we go to talk about the 3 phases of growth before that?
Well, let's just go through this process, and then and then if you'd like to talk about that, we can do that. The 3 phases of growth are not just human growth, but they're for everything, from a photon to a galaxy to, you know, to a business. And so it's very interesting. It's a theory called transformation theory that was realized by Dr. George Land. And I just had occasion to study his work and meet with him actually at his home earlier this year, and or last year, late last year. And so some very interesting things have come from my meeting with him and reading and studying his work and how we're integrating it here. But I think we should save that for a little bit later, because what we probably should do now is get an experience of what we're when we talk about you feeling this quietness that's inside. And we can start this out if your listeners are sitting down and are able to close their eyes, then they'll be able to follow through. It's quite easy. And it's going to take about, let's say, 5 to 10 minutes. Do we have that time?
Oh, we got all the time we need.
Good. Good. Well, then we'll take 50 to 60 minutes. And no, I'm just kidding.
Okay. Right. No, that's right. Like, okay, since we have all the time we need, let's see how true that is.
All right. So what we're going to do is, in a moment, we'll close our eyes, but I'm just going to talk to you a little bit, have you do something when the eyes are closed, and just watch what's happening within. Then follow through with my instruction, and we'll talk more about it once we get through on the other side. But this now is just simply an experience. So let everyone close their eyes and sit comfortably so that you won't be distracted, you know, put the pets out, or just get in a place where that you won't be distracted. Let the eyes close and let your minds wander. We're not controlling anything. So let your minds wander wherever they want to go. And just pay attention to whatever it is that's in your mind, whatever thoughts are there. Just pay easy attention to them. Letting them go wherever they want, and you just going along. The content of the thought is not at all important. What your thoughts are about is not important. Just that they're there. Just pay attention to them. And as you watch them, you'll notice that they change. The thoughts will be changing. Again, the content is always changing. We're not concerned about that. But I want you to pay close attention, easy, close attention, to see how your thoughts are going to change. Just watching. Easily watching your thoughts like they were a movie on the screen of a movie. You know, on the screen of your mind, your thoughts are being played. Just watch them like they were a movie. Perfect. Perfect. And as you watch them, you'll notice that they might get a little fainter. They're not quite as strong as they used to be. Or maybe they're little spaces in between the thoughts, just a quietness coming into it. And just continue to watch as this change takes place. It'll take place all by itself. Sometimes it'll kick up more and less, but basically you're just the observer here. And as you watch, you'll tend to notice that you're starting to feel a little more quiet. Maybe your body is a little more relaxed. And there's some sense of quietness, some lightness, some expansion in the mind. You might feel peaceful. You might feel just stillness. Whatever that good feeling is, you're starting to feel a little better than you did when you first sat down and closed your eyes. There's a little bit a good feeling there. I want you to pay attention to what that good feeling is. Is it stillness? Is it peace, quietness, contentment? Could be joy or even love. Whatever that good feeling is, just become aware of it. If it's peace, just watch it like you were watching your thoughts before, except now you're watching this good feeling to see how it will change. And change it will. It can get stronger. It can get quieter. It can even change into another good feeling. Doesn't matter. We are not trying to make it do anything. We're simply watching to see what happens. with an easy attention. Think of yourself like a cat watching a mouse hole to see what will come out. Not doing anything, just waiting. And that good feeling, we'll see that it's also in the body. Pay attention now to your body. You'll see that it's somehow a little more relaxed, quieter in the body. Become aware of your whole body all at one time. Just become aware of your whole body. And relaxation in the body has a correlate, has something that's equal to it in the mind. And that's that good feeling. So let's go back into the mind now. Find that good feeling. That good feeling we call the you feeling. Now, aware of this good feeling, this lightness or stillness or peace or joy or love, compassion, sense of expansion, whatever it is, aware of that now, let your eyes slowly open. Take 5 or 10 seconds and let your eyes open. And when they open, look at an object in front of you. Any object will do, doesn't matter. Now your eyes should be open and you're looking at an object. And at the same time, become aware of that good feeling, that you feeling, peace, joy, stillness, quietness, relaxation in the body. So you're looking at an object and you're aware of that good feeling. Now let your eyes move to another object and become aware of that good feeling. And another object, and that good feeling. Now allow your eyes to close again. And become aware of that you feeling, whether it's peace or stillness, quietness, love, joy, bliss, compassion. Become aware of your whole body and the relaxation in your body. Back into the mind and find your you feeling. Now, if you were to be with someone else, if, for instance, if they had a headache or something, and you were experiencing you feeling like this, you only need to just lay your hand on their shoulder or touch their arm, and immediately they would be experiencing or start experiencing the same thing. It may take a few minutes. And then you'll find the headache going away or neck pain or even emotional pain. Because right now, you are healing more than you are hurting. Aware of you feeling is your natural state. You don't have to hold this forever. When you go out into activity, and this will take a little practice, and this is where you should get a hold of the 90-day program online. It's free on one of the free downloads. And in 90 days, you just keep doing this process. I'd also recommend picking up one of the books or CDs that explains it a little more detail. But this is the basics. It feels pretty good, doesn't it? It's not a matter of feeling, though. It's a perception upon which the rest of your life will be built. Imagine building a life on peace or joy. Or you might feel like laughing. Just like a great weight has been released from your life. What a joy that is. And then imagine now going on with your life with this tool, with this awareness that you are this you feeling. It, you feeling isn't a feeling. It isn't something that's out there. It is you. This is your basic essence. You are not bad. You are not fat. You are not tired. You are not ill. Your basic essence is you feeling. Peace, joy, love, compassion. Okay, become aware of you feeling. Easily aware of it. We never try to dig it out like with a shovel. Where's my you feeling? Just shift the awareness to you feeling and watch it to see what it's going to do. Continue this for a little bit longer. And now, again, take 5 or 10 seconds, and when it's easy, allow your eyes to open. Look at an object in front of you. Become aware of you feeling. And I will leave you there to make friends with, to get acquainted with you feeling, your inner self. Ade, it's all yours.
Yeah, let me stretch.
Oh, you just take your time.
That's, you know, one thing for me is it's when I allow myself to be in that space in my own personal meditation time and just life, I just go to this peaceful place. I mean, even when I look at the objects, what I noticed was I was just looking at them. Normally, there would be a story attached. Oh, I remember when I got that pain. Oh, my laptop, I need to do this. Or whatever the case may be. But looking at the object, it was just, there was no story. It was just a pen, a laptop, and that's all it is. I want to ask you this as I listen. Well, this is so simple, as we said at the beginning. And it's always there. It's not something we have to dig up, as you said. Does this work for somebody? And I really want, it's, you know, you've talked about it, but I just want to ask you, since we've had the experience and I know how the mind works, and if someone's thinking, well, that's fine when you're feeling all peaceful, it's easy to do there, but if you have pain and the pain is excruciating, or you're dealing with real life stuff, you're going to be evicted or foreclosed on, or you're in an accident, it's not easy to get to that space. What would you say to that?
Well, first of all, remember we said earlier, don't try. You can't try to get there because that makes it worse, okay? If you are – now, I actually describe how to do this in my new book. It'll be coming out in May called The Kinsler System, and it has a chapter on relationships, and it actually deals with, you know, what happens when we get totally overwhelmed with anger. How do we deal with that right there?
Yeah.
You know, do we get it or do we? No. It's explained in detail in there, but you can also find, there's a book that I wrote called You Feeling. It's a little bit more in depth than the other books, but it does go into this ability to hold, or not hold, but to be aware of your essence in activity. However, when you become overwhelmed, let's look at it this way. Look at the mind as if it were a, some sort of a container. Usually I just draw two lines on the board, one at the top of the paper, one at the bottom of the paper. At the bottom of the paper, below that line, I put PA for pure awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put numbers, 1 through 10. 10 is the top line. 10, this, 8, 9, and 10, top three numbers, we call that aggravated awareness. Aggravated awareness is things like when we're in deep anger or sadness or guilt or anything where an emotion is overshadowing us. When we're there, we just, the best thing we can do is just realize that we're there and not try to change it, not try to to create, but watch it unfold. And when we do that, think of a fan that's blade, you know, it's plugged in, the fan, the blades are spinning like crazy. And everything you do is like adding electricity to it. It spins it. But if you just observe it and say, well, you know, I'm angry. Okay. And many times when you're angry, you just say, wow, look how angry I am. If you continue in that mode, just watching it, it's like pulling the plug on the fan. The energy to that anger just dissipates.
Right. Yes. Slowly. Right. Exactly.
Now it can get plugged in again, and usually does, and so you do the same thing. Now, when you're in that aggravated state, that's numbers 8, 9, and 10, mm-hmm. all you do is observe. Now, 5, 6, and 7, that's the middle of this. We're talking about the mind here, and the mind, mm-hmm. is, in terms of activity in the mind, 8, 9, and 10 is this aberrant, aggravated activity. 5, 6, and 7 are what I call unfocused awareness. This is where we live most of our lives, most of us. And that is, you know, you drive to work, and when you get there, you say, gee, you know, I don't even remember making those turns. I was thinking about this, or, you know, while your mind was elsewhere, your body and your car drove it to work, you know, and it gets there and says, well, because you were unfocused, your mind was wandering. And what happens is, in most people's lives, the mind wanders, and then when it's needed, it pays attention for a little bit, and then it goes on. And this unfocused awareness is wasteful. It's just you know, it's just not very. It's like having a water just spreading out all over the place, and you know, being. Let's say if you needed to irrigate a field. And you had water nearby, and you just let it go wherever it went, it would just into the ground. And but if you were to build a channel or a conduit, you could let that water go to where it was needed. Right. So unfocused awareness is just letting the water go all over. The focused awareness is 2, 3, and 4. Is when you start to become aware. It's activities and focused awareness is like when you balance your checkbook, when you you're listening, really listening to music, not just playing it and forgetting about it. Maybe you listen to a good, you know, a Beethoven whacking away, and or when you're interested in somebody's conversation, you know, this is focused awareness. And it's at focused awareness that we can make the decision to now become aware of the line number one, which is you feeling or our inner self. So while you're unfocused awareness, your mind is wandering, you can't tell it to do anything, can you?
Right.
And when it's aggravated awareness, which is how we started this conversation, when it's an aggravated awareness, there's nothing you're going to do about it, but the way to quiet it down the fastest is to just accept that that's where you are right now.
Mm-hmm.
And go. Now, again, this whole process is explained more clearly in my next book, which comes out in May. But it is touched on in You Feeling and The Secret of Quantum Living, those two books.
Okay. Okay, and the good thing, we're going to take a call, go to Bill in Florida. But the good thing about it is the gift we can give ourselves is not wait till there's a crisis to say, oh, yeah, what's that thing called again? Quantum entrainment, what's the process? Start doing it now. So that way you've cultivated that awareness that when you are going through a disagreement or something happening, maybe after the whole thing is over, you can just check yourself and say, wow, that was interesting. I was pretty calm through that. So you know, we have all that we need.
Exactly. And what you'll find is when you're not in a crisis situation, you just do it daily, and all you need to do is touch in for 2 or 3 seconds. You don't have to sit down and do like we did here. That was just to introduce you to it. And you touch base with it throughout the day. Then when these crises come, they're short-lived. They're much, and you don't get involved in them so much. So, yes, of course.
Yes.
That was a good point.
So it's the whole thing is really quantum entrainment is your access, your entry into your spiritual gym. Don't wait till you're ready to use your spiritual muscle to say, oh, I got to go to the gym. Start doing it now. Now, we have Bill Bill got a question. He said during the process you took us through, he was feeling shaky and he got a headache. Bill, tell us more and what's your question exactly?
Well, can you hear me?
Hello? Yeah, I can hear you.
Actually, I've been to Dr. Kinslow's workshop in Sarasota last March, mm-hmm. and he was calling me Mr. U Feeling. But anyway, I've been doing it on and off, and following the procedure now, my body starts like shaking, and then it'll stop, and I also got a headache. Even though I was feeling good, still got the U feeling, but I get a headache and my body starts twitching.
So,
I wonder what's up with that.
Yeah, and thanks for sharing. It's good to hear you again. There are two reasons that we can have discomfort. One is because we're not doing something. In other words, aware of feeling, you saw it's a natural process of just becoming aware of it. If we try to introduce some effort, in other words, if we try to keep you feeling or if we try to do anything from that level, it creates stress, and immediately we will get a headache, we'll feel irritable, because we're creating stress on a very, very quiet level. It's like living in the country, and then all of a sudden, you know, somebody comes in with a boombox playing some loud music. It's very disruptive. So that's one thing. It's creating a little strain or a stress while we are quiet. And usually that comes from trying to hold on to the U-thing, which we don't do. We simply are aware of it. It comes and goes, and we're aware of it when it's there, and when it's not, we're aware of something else. The other thing that we can feel some discomfort for is the healing that can take place. Because our bodies and minds are very deeply rested, then during this time, we may start to release some of this, we might start to heal on a very deep level. And sometimes that is uncomfortable. Now, that will flare up during a QE session, and then if it's uncomfortable, you stop, it should go right away. So it'll start to diminish right away. And that's how you can tell the difference. If you're straining during, it comes on immediately, and it'll stay a little bit after because you've created some stress or strain. But if you are healing from doing it properly, then the discomfort will start to diminish immediately and start to work back in so that you can go right back in and do some more healing. Does that help?
It helps, but I'm not aware that I'm straining for the U feeling, but I must be, I guess.
Well, no, not necessarily. It's such an effortless process that all you can do is create some effort. And if you're just easily aware of U feeling, then more than likely you can be releasing some deep rooted disharmony. Could be neurological, could be psychological, could be cellular. There's just no way of knowing, and it's not important that we do, because any of the healing that takes place when we do QE takes place naturally. So it can't hurt you. It can be uncomfortable, but, you know, healing sometimes is. That's just what happens. Many times when you bump yourself and the body goes through the inflammation response, it's uncomfortable for a few seconds or a minute or so, but then the body, you know, catches up and takes over and heals. Now, every time when you do QE, if you're not straining, then and this sort of discomfort comes back, it may be the same problem that's working on. Let's say it could be a neurological problem, some neuroma forming. And each time you do this, you're reversing that you're healing it, and so you'll get the same symptoms for a while, but eventually they'll dissolve and go away. If that's the aspect of if it's the healing aspect that we're dealing with at this point, so the best thing to do is to just make sure get on and have one of our practitioners. do a QE session with you, or somebody else do a QE session with you, and then just experience the easiness that comes from that. And that kind of lines everything up and takes away the any effort or any trying that you put into it, and that immediately just washes it away. So that's a good thing. You can do that on the forum, or you can go on and find a practitioner online and have them work with you.
Okay. That'd be on your website, practitioner.
Yeah. And the forum, you know, people work back and forth. I'll tell you what, if you get on the forum, look for Alfred Heath, H-E-A-T-H. He's excellent. He'll be able to guide you. He's a facilitator, he'll be able to help you out with that. But this is it's a real simple. It's not something to be concerned about. It's really simple to fix. If you're straining, having a session will help to relieve that. And if you're releasing, if you're healing on such a deep level. And by the way, this is not all that common. This is very unusual. You can get it coming and going, but for it to stay time after time just means that something very, very important is being worked on.
Okay.
All right, Bill. All right. Thank you very much. Bill, a.k.a. Mr. U-Feeling. Yes, from Florida.
Take it easy, Bill.
Now, Dr. Frank, do you have time to go through the three phases?
Yes. This is very interesting work. Dr. George Land, and he wrote a book. Actually, it was submitted for a it's an award-winning work, a scientific work called "Grow or Die." I wouldn't recommend getting that book because it's very technical. However, he wrote a second book for businesses. And in this, he outlines it for anything, whether it's a relationship or whether it's, a car, a process that the car goes through, or anything that grows, has some lifespan. He found that all things...
What's the name of that, the second book?
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot that. Yes, it's called Breakpoint and Beyond. Break, B-R-E-A-K, point, P-O-I-N-T, one word. Breakpoint and Beyond.
Okay.
And his last name is Land, like in the Earth, L-A-N-D.
Infinity and Beyond, of course.
Don't say infinity, call it Breakpoint. Yeah, Breakpoint and Beyond. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay,
So what he found was, and we can talk about it, I think, let's talk about it in terms of a relationship. Everybody's can identify. If I talked about it in terms of a crystal growth or a photon, there won't be too many people would understand, but everybody's had relationships.
Yeah.
Now, let's deal with a romantic relationship, for instance. And let's say you just meet somebody, it's just wonderful, right? This is a stage, this is a phase one relationship. And what happens is you get together and, oh my gosh, you just try all kinds of new stuff. You're on top of the world, you're excited, and you've got all this energy devoted to establishing this a relationship. Now, assuming the relationship makes it to the next phase, you establish yourselves together, the next phase. But first of all, the first phase is figuring out what your position is with the other person. How are you going to and work together? The second phase now is growing and getting stronger, gathering more and more of what you got from the first phase. Now, I don't mean, in every relationship, and when you fall in love, it's just great. You're head over heels in love, and you feel so close to that person, you think, wow, I could just eat them up, In two relationship, most relationships don't get out of that, and near the end of that, that's when people, they say, oh my gosh, this is, I don't know why, we tried the same old things we used to do. I used to love the way that she just kind of giggled when she ate and smacked her lips, and now it drives me crazy. She says, well, I wish, looking in the mirror, I love the way he smells now, I wish he'd take a bath.
before you said, well, you know, I could just eat them up, and later on you say, well, I really wish I had.
I thought you were going to say, now I wish I could puke them out.
So the phase one is learning how to be together to go on and grow from there. Phase two is the normalizing, and it's characterized by growth. And in a relationship, that would be living together, starting a family, you know, working and working your schedules, and just basically what we see in relationships that happen to this point. Then what happens is a little bit later, the relationship is now ready to move to the third phase. And this phase is a brand new, it's kind of a combination of the second phase where you normalize and learn to grow and gather things for strength, and the first phase where you're trying everything. But most of us get stuck in the second phase and we say, you know, our relationship is not quite what it used to be. When you hear yourself saying that, you know it's time to move on to the third phase, but most people try to go back and capture what they used to have. They try to go back to the first phase or the beginning second phase. And they say, well, you know, we used to go with dancing and had such a great fun. Well, let's do that again. And it's never the same. It just, you're two different people now, and your whole lives are different. So instead of going back, the whole process of change is going to change. You started growing and expanding. You got more money, you got more property, you have more kids, you have more responsibility. This is the second phase is filled with more. The third phase is a split where you start finding the things that you gave up. You actually have to split apart as partners. I don't mean physically, but you have to develop your own lives more and then bring them together. Do you know what the vesica piscis is? You think your readers are familiar with that?
No. Okay. What is it?
This is usually, it's used in all kinds of disciplines, but in the spiritual discipline, it's two circles that overlap, so that if you draw one circle and you draw another circle that kind of overlaps it, mm-hmm. that overlapping part forms an oval, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That oval is called the vesica piscis. What that represents is, for instance, in Christianity, the one circle represents the absolute, God, the absolute from the nothing from which everything comes. Let's say that. The other circle represents everything that is created, and where they overlap is what connects the two, is Christ in Christianity. In other disciplines, it might be another deity. We have it in quantum entrainment. We have pure awareness, and we have all created things. And in that middle part is you feeling, your basic essence before you become a husband or a wife or an educator or a businessman or whatever. See? So. This phase three is a beautiful phase when it's allowed to progress, and that is giving back. This is where we are as a society, as a species. We are thinking that we can continue to grow and get more money and get more love and get more power, but there's a limit to growth in this way of phase two growth. As a society now, it's time for us to now give back to those that we have taken from. And it's just a natural thing. So either in a relationship or in society as a whole, we have to learn to start giving. And there's a special formula for that. I won't have time to go into it, but those of your readers who pick up the copy of George's book, Breakpoint and Beyond, will see very clearly how that process is done. I'm also teaching it in my relationship workshops. But what happens now is the two individuals break up and they establish themselves in their own right, in their own creative right. What that means is when you are a child, you know, you remember maybe you wanted to be an astronaut or a ballet dancer or something like that. And you had that joy and that excitement about life. And as you got older, it kind of got worked out of you so that you become more practical and not quite so creative. So we open up that creative child side again. And we allow you to express that as an adult. And your partner does the same thing. Now you come back together, the vesica pisces in a relationship is one person and the other person. That's a circle. Each one represents a circle. And where they overlap is their life together.
Mm-hmm.
Life together now, because you're doing what you're giving back to the community, you're giving back to each other. You're giving now at this point because you have all of the resources you need from phase two. You start giving back. Then your relationship transforms into this quite remarkable entity, living entity that says, you know, I am creative, I am loving in and of myself, and look, here's another person that shares that with me. And she has her or he has her own life, I have mine, and yet when we overlap, all of creation just opens up for us.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just spills out into the community. It's the most remarkable thing. And when you realize that, you know, when you're as an individual, you can be a phase one, two, or three, you know, in your business, as a career. For instance, you can have a job, you can have a career, or you can have a calling. Well, that's phase one, two, and three. And in your job phase, you're just sort of getting to know what you can do, your talents. If you stay there, you suffer, really. You know, a job is just, well, you do something to make money so that you can do something else so you can survive. A career, you put more energy into it, you get more out of it, but you're still working, you know, you grow, you can develop a career, that sort of thing. But when you have a calling, you see, you are alive inside. It's not work anymore. It just flows from you. And that's the phase three human in terms of their work, in terms of work. So we humans, because the society, or let's say Homo sapiens, we started out as hunter-gatherers. That's phase one. Then we got into the, domesticating animals and growing crops. That was phase two. And we've been in that phase now where it's time for us to move on. We're bursting at the seams. We have taken from this earth everything that we can to grow. And in our minds, we want to take more and more because we want to grow more and more. But that is not natural. That's against nature. And that's why we're in the predicament we're in. When you become aware of you feeling, you get to know this. You go back to your basic roots as a human being. And you get to see what it is like because you're established in phase two, or you're an established human being in this society. But when you go back to your roots, you say, wow, there's something more to that, something magical. And you're able to bring that into your phase two. The phase one and two together gives you a phase three.
Mm-hmm.
And it allows you to make that transition that now allows you to give and receive. It's a win-win-win-win-win situation, phase three. Most remarkable.
And I mean, as I look at the circle, it's like actually it's a place where it's somewhat like surrendering to see what is the coming together going to give to us when we look at it from a relationship rather than what I can get. Like together we're creating something. Something new is seeking to be birthed. Now let's look at that so we can take the relationship, if you will, to a next level. I'm going to look into that. Dr. Frank.
Let me just quickly say this, too, because we say love, but we don't really know much about love. We say, oh, it's indefinable. But George gave me a pretty good definition for love, which I've been using, and I like it. And he said, love is the coming together of differences to create harmony. So you can have love of two molecules can fall in love. You can have love on every level, because all of creation is moving, is falling in love. It's moving towards greater and greater harmony. And we, when we feel stress and strain, we are not uniting around a common cause for harmony. Mm-hmm. We're not
love. So it's a very good working definition for love, and it works on every level of creation.
Yes, acceptance, indeed. Dr. Frank Kingslow, we took it to the last drop for this moment, but there's always more.
I very much appreciate you giving me a chance to talk with you.
Oh, it is our pleasure, and we will definitely be bringing you back because what you do is so important for us to know that we are what we're seeking. We're already there. There's no perfect place to get. We are at the perfect place. So thank you for your work. Thank you. And we want to send love and blessings to your wife as well, because we know that relationship creates something that we get to experience through you or through her. So we thank her and everybody else that's supporting you to get your work out and your love out. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. Yes, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Dr. Frank Kingslow, his website address is kingslowsystem.com. KINSOL. Kane, slow it down. You are the feeling you're looking for. If you don't feel good, tap into your you feeling. kingslowsystem.com. It's almost time to release the show. Let's see what's going on here. Let's see. Who used to buy? Okay, so we got a caller, had somebody. Okay, let me see in the chat room. I'm getting a message here. But, as we get ready to release the show, so I want to thank all of you for tuning in and tuning into yourself and expanding and growing and looking up and sinking into yourself. All the information you need to remind you of who you are is freely available on so many levels. Go to Dr. Frank's website. There are free downloads, everything you need. So whatever you're moving through, whatever you're growing through, trust the process of life. You are here to make a difference. In Dr. Kingslow's bio, he talked about, he went through a crisis. And then out of that, he created the quantum entrainment. So whatever you're going through right now, if your life is in a mess, embrace the mess. When you embrace the mess, you catch the message. When you catch the message, you can love what is. And when you're loving what is, you become a messenger of truth, messenger of love. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. And we're sending out love through Dana. Is it Dana McGree? Somebody called Jamie McGee, a.k.a. Lots of Poppers, passed away. We send him love, knowing that his soul is expanding and he's enjoying the you feeling beyond limits. Be love. It's the essence of who you are. Be true to yourself. You deserve it. And just as important, be loved. I will be back here tomorrow with Reverend Deborah Johnson. Oh, you want to be here too. The Sacred Yes. She's the author of The Sacred Yes. Letters from the Infinite. Whatever you're going on, just let the river roll on. This is just Cynthia. River, roll on. Life is good. It's getting better. Just Cynthia website is justsent.com. Just JUSSent.com. I'm out of here. Peace and blessings.
There is a fork in the road that we all. As the river rolls on.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.